Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Yeah. That's kind of like my old school intro, isn't it? That's what we used to do. Spirit of Radio.
Oh, there you go.
I Rush. I am your spirit on the radio, Luke. I just like to do that every once in a while. Sorry.
Yeah. I thought you brought your CPAP machine to work or something for a second.
Yeah, look, when I was a kid, you know, I had a tape recorder. You play with that.
Yes,
you get the little loudspeaker, you know, you got to play with that. I mean, It kept me entertained.
Yeah.
And it's all about entertaining yourself.
Something's got to start somewhere.
Really.
Do what you got to do, Bob.
Good morning and welcome. Hour number two begins at 7:07. Your time check brought to you by Hayes Jewelers, where the answer is always yes. I'm Bob Rose. Greg Cassidy is right here. And Zoran Mamdani.
Oh.
Man, that guy loves America. Yeah.
What?
Well, he has a strange way of showing it. That's the file now, you know.
Okay.
Anytime I talk about a lefty, it's going to be, well, that's a strange way to say you love America. You know?
What's he up to now?
He put out a video to be helpful to, you know, illegal immigrants that are trying to hide from ICE.
Wait a minute. I thought you said he was, like, being pro-American.
Well, no, I guess what I meant was it's a strange way for you to show you love America.
So supporting illegals.
Remember the old song, that's a strange way to tell me you love me.
Oh, yeah, I love the song.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So it's within that vein.
So
you know what I mean?
Supporting illegals,
yeah. Like, this is a strange way to say you love America and you're the next mayor of New York and you're putting out videos that actually would help people who could be guilty of very heinous crimes. You're actually harboring and protecting them.
He's not even mayor yet.
No. No.
Wow.
And, that's just a strange way to say you love America. New York Mayor-elect Zoran Mamdani on Sunday released a video outlining New Yorkers' rights during encounters with U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement after an attempted raid in Manhattan, pledging that his administration will safeguard immigrant communities while protecting the city's constitutional right to protest. Hey, you have the constitutional right to protest no matter where you're at in the United States of America.
Mm-hmm.
Safeguarding, you should want to safeguard all of your communities, not just immigrant communities. But are you really safeguarding them? Are you safeguarding your immigrant communities? And an immigrant is different than an illegal immigrant.
Yes.
Okay?
Yeah.
And everybody knows that. So
he leaves that part out.
Well, do we want immigrant communities to be safe? Immigrant? Absolutely.
Uh-huh.
Do we want illegal immigrants to have some sort of protection from the laws they have violated? Of course not.
Wow.
But again, once again, here you have, a lefty, self-avowed socialist putting, once again, he's more concerned and worried about the freedom of illegal immigrants who may have, committed serious crimes. He's more considerate of those people than of the law-abiding, tax-paying citizens of the rest of his city. Again, don't try to make sense of it. You can't. Yep. This video comes as immigration enforcement in New York faces renewed scrutiny, underscoring how Mamdani plans to confront federal actions he says threaten immigrant communities and demand that New Yorkers be prepared, informed, and confident in asserting their legal rights. In the video, he opens by recalling an ICE raid last weekend in Manhattan that sought to detain immigrants. As mayor, I'll protect the rights of every single New Yorker, and that includes the more than 3 million immigrants who call this city their home. Well, ICE isn't out to get immigrants.
No.
ICE is out to get illegal immigrants. Mm-hmm. See how they try to, this is the like the subterfuge that they use, you know, trying to hide behind, we're noble. We protect our immigrant population, and America was built on immigration. Yeah, we agree with that. ICE isn't there to hurt immigrants. They're there to pick up illegal immigrants.
Yep.
He says, but we can all stand up to ICE if you know your rights. He then offered guidance for immigrants who may encounter ICE. First, ICE cannot enter into private spaces like your home, school, or private area of your workplace without a judicial warrant signed by a judge. If ICE does not have a judicial warrant signed by a judge, you have the right to say, I do not consent to entry, and the right to keep your door closed. He noted that ICE may present paperwork claiming authority to make an arrest, but said that is false. ICE is legally allowed to lie to you, he says, but you have the right to remain silent. If you are being detained, you may always ask, am I free to go, repeatedly until they answer you. You know, just with the paperwork aspect of it, if you send the message to people who maybe there's a little bit of a language barrier because, you know, they're from another country.
Right.
And someone tells them, oh, yeah, their paperwork is no good. Their paperwork, no good. You don't think that's going to lead to resistance, even
sure.
in cases where the paperwork is in order?
They're going to believe it.
They're going to. Yeah, it's going right. to lead to resistance. It's going to lead to pain, hardships, and it's going to lead to more people getting hurt, including the people that are just trying to do their job, the ICE agents themselves.
Yeah.
Mamdani knows better than this.
Mm-hmm.
He does. Mamdani also said that people are legally allowed to film ICE agents as long as they do not interfere with an arrest. Well, we know they've gone well beyond that.
Absolutely.
They have doxed these people, put their names and addresses of these agents and their families. They've put that out on the internet.
And that's just our American politicians.
Yeah, that's
doing this, that kind of garbage.
Well, yeah. I mean, it's just, it's shameful.
It is.
It is important to remain calm during any interaction with ICE or law enforcement. Do not impede their investigation, resist arrest, or run. Well, that was probably the best advice he gave.
Mm-hmm.
And Mamdani closed by emphasizing New Yorkers' constitutional right to protest. Yep, you have that constitutional right. And when I'm mayor, we will protect that right. New York will always welcome immigrants, and I will fight each and every day to protect, support, and celebrate our immigrant brothers and sisters. Well, with that same kind of zest that you seem to have, are you also going to protect the average citizens of your city against violent crime and crime that is committed by some of the same individuals over and over and over again?
I mean, some of these that have actually been removed from our country 3, 4, 5 times and keep sneaking back in and committing crimes?
Correct.
I don't see him trying to do anything to support anyone who's going after them.
And I'm saying going after criminals that may not be illegal immigrants, just
sure.
plain, just straight-up criminals
yeah.
that commit these crimes over and over and over again. You got to wait for it's actually like a cold-blooded murder, and then they go, oh, yeah, maybe we should, this guy should get some kind of a prison sentence.
Mm-hmm.
It's
wow.
sick. Yep. So he says, my focus as the next mayor of this city is going to be protect immigrants, call this city their home. So that that would appear by his own words to be his focus.
Oh, yeah.
To protect the immigrants.
Well, remember his acceptance speech?
Yes.
Was there anything that even sounded pro-traditional American in that?
No. No, I really didn't. No. And he was taking a very, shall we say, aggressive stand versus the president.
Mm-hmm.
And we'll see how that pays off in the future. 7:15 on the Bob Rose Show. What a great song to pick.
Oh, yeah.
I like it.
Uh-huh.
We've got What's Bugging You coming up next.
Next.
Brought to you by Florida Pest Control. 877-975-9825. Call in now.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here for Mint Mobile. You know, one of the perks about having four kids that you know about is actually getting a direct line to the big man up north. Mm-hmm. And this year, he wants you to know the best gift that you can give someone is the gift of Mint Mobile's unlimited wireless for $15 a month. Now, you don't even need to wrap it. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit detecttheSOS.com today to learn more.
Well, good morning and welcome, my friends. It is 7:21, time now for What's Bugging You, brought to you by Florida Pest Control. And the only bugs they can't control are litter bugs. Don't be one of those. 877-975-9825. Call in now. You know what's bugging me?
What's that?
So, President Trump, he hosts the Kennedy Center honorees. These people getting these gold medallions.
Pretty cool.
Right?
Yeah.
And the rock band Kiss was out there, right?
Yep.
It was such a great opportunity for Trump to come out there and just start spitting blood out like Gene Simmons.
No, because somebody would have thought he got shot again or something. So
that would
not have been good, yeah. But I could, and you know, he's got a tux on. And,
what about doing that fire, like the fire-breathing thing?
No, that would have been, well, they already think he's Satan, those on the left, so that would have been even more hilarious.
That's true.
That would have been great.
Oh, yeah, anything to feed that fire of derangement, I'm all for. These people are going to implode eventually, right?
Wow.
You have anything that's bugging you, Greg?
Well, yeah, I was at a good thing. I was actually at a little round table event over the weekend with Paul Renner, who's a guest on the show. He's running for governor. And one of the things that did come up, and it's a big complaint if you are in Alachua County or more in particular Gainesville, and that is the people on the street. And obviously there's some mental health issues that are going on there. And the whole point was to share what are our big complaints, you know, in this community. And that is a big one. I mean, yeah, we see the ones that are working the system. I've seen the guy walk around, and they'll change shifts, and they'll move the people around. And you know that that's just a business. But the fact that there are these people who do have mental illness, mm-hmm. and they are allowed to harass drivers. There's one that I drive by on a regular basis. He's always yelling at people, but then, you know, he wants something from you. And it's like, what is really being done? I mean, we heard on the news this morning about an attack.
Dropped a woman on her head.
Yes, over at St. Francis or whatever. And the same issues with Grace. It's like, what is really being done? Because it is a menace to society. I mean, I see the ones when I drive through Gainesville and University. You see the ones that are on the campus. And I'm like, man, if I had a 19-year-old daughter, I don't want her walking around in this kind of garbage. But I don't know the answer, but it does bug me that we don't have one. And it doesn't seem to be a big issue for the commission.
What Gainesville does have, though, that they've added recently is they have greeters and people who help out and drive around and can be, giving people directions and, you know, helping them. But no, it's been a problem for a long time. A lot of cities face that. These are tough questions, but it doesn't appear that they have, I don't know, that if they've made serious attempts, it doesn't seem that it's been met with a whole lot of success anyway.
No.
Pam, good morning. What's bugging you?
Hey, good morning. And don't cut me off just because I mentioned something about Trump or Israel. So anyway, what's bugging me is these conservative people, I guess they're getting that 7K from Netanyahu. I don't know. But they're blaming people who are curious about what's going on with the Epstein files, with the with Charlie's death, with the bomber. They're asking questions. And the conservatives are like, no, you can't ask questions. Well, yes, we can. And why isn't Trump living up to his promises? What happened with building the border wall? What happened with the credit card debt? Why is he bringing in thousands of Chinese students to do our jobs, train our kids? I got two kids, just graduated from UF. Let's get these colleges to teach them what we need. We're subsidizing the colleges. I think Trump needs to get back on the American First bandwagon and off Netanyahu's little nurse tit.
Okay. I wanted to make sure I didn't accidentally hit the button.
And we don't cut people off if they have a different opinion, just for reference. It's only when they get rude or totally stupid that we cut people off.
Pam, you're
no,
fine.
That's fine.
No, you're asking good questions. But when you refer to conservatives, like who?
That's a broad
I'm not telling people they can't ask questions. You can ask all you want. My point on the Epstein thing is there's not going to be a file where you're going to have all the lists and say, and it's going to say, and the CIA, was working with Epstein.
Right. This is going to be just like the JFK files. Anything that's in the files is not going to be incriminating because the files say what they wanted them to say.
Because if you believe that some of the bad people high up in the government are involved, mm-hmm. those same high up people are the ones that take and destroy evidence.
Yes.
Hillary Clinton. Yeah.
She just wiped it with like a cloth.
Yeah.
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 Just 133,000 emails.
Because she always has like a kitchen towel around. You know, she was
cookies.
Like Susie Homemaker when she was in the White House,
Making cookies for Bill.
And singing.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, she was a joy.
Probably wearing pearl necklace at the same time, just like Mrs. Cleaver.
Yeah. And I'm sure Bill. Bill used to hand those out they were,
He loves jewelry.
Mark, good morning. What's bugging you?
Hey, good morning, Bob and Greg. Yeah, I made it to Hot Rods for Heroes. It was awesome. But what's bugging me is the way, Tim Walz and Ilhan Omar and all their 80,000 Somali allies, they're all scattering and running for cover when we've got the goods on them. We have the receipts. They're toast, and they just don't know it yet. It's a... I just hope it actually plays out where we see some perp walks and things like that. Thanks, guys.
Yeah, no, thank you. Absolutely. Yeah, and I mean, this one, they've got several people already.
Yeah.
This should be an expanding kind of investigation and operation. But already, they think that at least $1 billion was involved in this fraudulent behavior by almost all of them being of Somali ancestry in Minnesota, which they have I think the biggest population outside of Somalia.
Yeah. And then Omar's response is that, Trump's just got a thing for her, kind of, you know, obsession.
Yeah. He's obsessed with her. That is what...
Right. I don't think that's it. You think a little too highly of yourself there.
Not exactly.
No.
It is 7:28 on the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. We know you're busy. We make it easy. The Bob Rose Show podcast. Have every minute, every issue on demand in one place. Now free on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts, like Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or iHeart. Just hit subscribe.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here for Mint Mobile. You know, one of the perks about having four kids that you know about is actually getting a direct line to the big man up north. Mm-hmm. And this year, he wants you to know the best gift that you can give someone is the gift of Mint Mobile's unlimited wireless for $15 a month. Now, you don't even need to wrap it. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
Quite a shindig and a get-together at the Kennedy Center. Details on that coming up 7:34 right now. Your time check brought to you by Hayes Jewelers, where the answer is always yes. It's the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. And President Trump on Saturday night presented the Kennedy Center honorees with freshly designed gold medallions donated by Tiffany & Company.
Nice.
Yeah. Trump, sporting a tuxedo, held the ceremony in the Oval Office, where the honorees, including country legend George Strait.
Oh, he's the king.
Broadway actor Michael Crawford, disco icon Gloria Gaynor.
She survived. The View.
True.
Remember, they didn't want her to go accept the award because Donald Trump was there.
Yep, that's right. Yep. Mm-hmm. And that was her big song, I Will Survive, of course. Golden Globe winning actor Sylvester Stallone.
Yeah.
Who I was just watching on Tulsa King.
Mm-hmm.
That is, I enjoy the show. And surviving members of the rock band Kiss were on hand. And President Donald Trump presented the honorees. Gaynor's hit I Will Survive played in the Rose Garden as correspondents waited for entry into the Oval Office. The White House press pool reported Kiss's I Was Made for Loving You and ABBA's The Winner Takes All also played on the speakers at different points.
Nice.
He said it's a privilege to pay tribute to the very best in American arts and culture, and that's what you have beside me. They are incredible people. I know most of them, and I've been a fan of all of them. This is a group of icons who work and accomplishments have inspired, uplifted, and unified millions and millions of Americans. This is perhaps the most accomplished and renowned class of Kennedy Center honorees ever assembled.
And so what negative can you say about any of that? I mean, the fact that Donald Trump is there is why they do, but that's because they can't help themselves.
Yeah. No, he's, I mean, he's the person in charge of the Kennedy Center. This mm-hmm. is part of what he does. And unless you have the Trump derangement syndrome, you don't have a problem with it. But, you know, there's people that do, I guess. Anyway, it was my understanding it was very, very well done event. Yep. And Supreme Court, what are they up to? They're set to hear a case this morning challenging a nearly century-old precedent that protects independent agencies from political interference. The case will revisit a 90-year-old rule known as Humphrey's Executor, which has historically blocked presidents from firing heads of independent agencies without cause. The Supreme Court, which ruled on the case back in 1935, previously barred presidents from firing agency heads, ensuring that they remain free from political pressure. But the Trump administration says the case and rule are unconstitutional, siding with conservative arguments that see agencies as an extension of the executive branch. President Trump's already put the argument into action, firing Rebecca Slaughter, the former commissioner of the Federal Trade Commission, and attempting to remove Lisa Cook, a Federal Reserve governor. The hearing comes days after the Supreme Court agreed to take up another case on President Trump's executive order ending birthright citizenship, examining the president's power over the 14th Amendment, which guarantees citizenship to anyone born on U.S. soil, even if their parents are not citizens or are in the country illegally. So his executive order, which he signed on the first day of his second term in office, declared that any child born in the USA to parents in the country illegally or temporarily is not considered an American citizen. The order is considered part of the Trump administration's attempt to crack down on immigration. So far, lower courts have struck down this order as unconstitutional. So the Supreme Court will have plenty of things to take a look at and review cases. I can, my limited understanding would allow me to think that, yes, having some protections in place protects you from the politics or the partisanship of a president when you head up an agency. But as long as you have cause, it sounds like there's no protection there if you have cause. But, I mean, what do you consider cause? I mean, in my opinion, you're doing a terrible job.
Right.
Is that cause?
Should be. I mean, if somebody in the real world does a lousy job, guess what? They get fired and somebody else gets their job. Happens every day.
Right. Well,
so,
yeah.
In the real world. Not
especially in a right-to-work state.
Yeah.
But no, that is kind of interesting. Is it an extension of the executive branch? He's the president. Should he be able to have, you know, these departments headed up by people that, you know, he trusts?
Mm-hmm.
Or, you know, or would there just be positions where you just bend to the political will of the president, you know, or you get fired? It's going to be a tough one. I'm not sure how the Supreme Court, how they're going to come down on this, honestly.
Yeah, that'd be interesting.
Ilhan Omar, I mean, she sure gets plenty of time. And she gets the cameras on her a lot.
Mm-hmm.
And, she was on Face the Nation, basically calling the Deputy Chief of Staff, Stephen Miller's, white supremacist rhetoric reminded her of the way the Nazis described Jewish people in Germany.
Oh, the Nazi word.
They keep trying to pull this one out of the closet, dust it off a little bit.
No, they're pulling it out of somewhere.
If it has legs, and of course it doesn't. Omar said, I mean, when I think about Stephen Miller and his white supremacist rhetoric, it reminds me, yes, it reminds me of the way the Nazis described the Jewish people in Germany. And you know, as we know, there have been many immigrants who have tried to come to the United States with turn the back, you know, one of them being Jewish immigrants. We know the way that people were described who were coming from Ireland, Irish immigrants. We know the way that people were described back then, and they were Italian immigrants. And to me, in a way, where, yes, of course, ethnically Somali, we are in the country as Americans. Yeah, we are citizens. We are productive part of this nation.
Some are.
Yeah.
And then you've got others who are leaders in their communities going, hey, we're going to take over America. Trump won't be around to see it, but it's going to happen. Those don't get so much press. But we know it's happening.
Yeah, I mean, this is a difficult one.
Mm-hmm.
Because, look, what are the laws called when, like, I can't hire my brother?
Oh.
Nepotism.
Yeah.
So why is there such a thing as nepotism, and why do you not want that?
Well, you want a fair playing field so that anyone can get hired, I would think would be part of it. You might want a little difference of thought so someone with an agenda doesn't come in, take over something, hire all their friends and family, and totally ruin what it is that you've got, whether it's your business or whatever.
Well, part of it also is that they're afraid, some employers would be afraid, that family is going to stick together. You know, blood is thicker than water.
That's, yeah, with their agenda, yes.
Yeah, so one could cover the other's tracks, so
exactly.
to speak, et cetera. So that's why nepotism is not, mm-hmm. in many cases, you know, allowed.
Yep.
So, I mean, so when you have the Somalians with this shared culture and basically not necessarily melting into the melting pot of America, keeping in, you know, concentrated areas, wouldn't that be very, very similar to nepotism if they all have these government jobs and one's in a position of checks and balances, the other one's in a position of, you know, giving out contracts, and, you know, another one, you know, is in a position of authority or power, then, you know, those checks and balances get pushed to the wayside. I mean, it sounds like that's kind of what happened here. But how do you protect against that? I mean, you can't just come up with a law that says, yeah, we're only gonna have, like, you know, three Somalians per officer. You know, you can't do that. So I'm wondering what are the answers? I mean, more outside auditing agencies may be appropriate. Mm-hmm. They may need to do that. Well, they should definitely do that now that they've seen that there's problems. Where are there problems that exist that have not been discovered yet?
Right. Good point.
Right? So they need to look at all of that as well. You know, we need a good story.
Okay.
Young man in eastern Idaho got a huge surprise from a secret Santa. And he had just survived, well, it was a few months ago, a horrific motorcycle crash back in September. He had major injuries. His name is Josh. Fractured skull, brain bleed, ooh. Some of his scalp being ripped away. For several weeks, his family didn't know if he was going to live. Doctors put him on a ventilator, and he just lay there unconscious. However, he slowly woke up and eventually began the healing process, and he was determined to get back on his feet and work hard, and he had to relearn even how to sit up, how to swallow,
oh my goodness,
how to speak, and how to walk. He made sure to attend every therapy session and has since returned home to be with his family. But his road to recovery is not over. Recently had another surgery to repair the remaining area on his injured scalp, and still goes for outpatient therapy. When Secret Santa heard about Josh's situation, he decided to send the outlet's Nate Eaton and his team to surprise the young man and his family with $1,000 in gas cards, $3,000 for groceries, $2,000 for clothes and other needed items, and a $5,000 check.
Nice. That's awesome.
I like some upbeat positive stories,
yes.
Whether the Santa's wearing red and ringing bells or whether they're a secret Santa doing good work behind the scenes.
That's
I love
awesome.
It all.
That's awesome.
Yeah, 'tis the season, my friends.
Mm-hmm.
7:45 on the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. And coming up in the 9 o'clock hour, we're going to talk to the Florida Lieutenant Governor Jay Collins. It's all on the way. News Talk 97.3 The Sky. Trying to dry out a little bit. Yeah. Most of us got a pretty good amount of rain yesterday.
Yeah, it just didn't go away for a while, did
it? No, it didn't. I know out in the Keys, we sure could use it. So
yeah, we did need
it. We're pretty happy about that. 7:51 on the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. And one of your biggest stories has to do with the J6 pipe bomber. And I got to tell you, it doesn't pass the smell test, basically. You tell me this guy acted alone. He's 30 years old. Even his grandmother says he's mentally maybe 16 years old. Said he's almost autistic-like. He doesn't understand a lot of things, okay? But yet, we're being told this guy is such a criminal mastermind, he was able to evade the FBI for like 5 years. Yeah. And what it appears to be is a very high possibility that intentional negligence was at work within the FBI. Remember, this was under the Christopher Wray regime. This was under the Biden administration. Okay. In a case, in fact, about a year into it, you know, they really began to kind of back off on the resources that they were utilizing, trying to find out who this, you know, alleged pipe bomber was. They had plenty of video, which, by the way, they pixelated and didn't give out to the general public the clearest version of what they had. That to me is a huge red flag right there. Okay? Then they diverted resources. That's another red flag. But they had plenty of resources to chase down about 1,500 Trump supporters that they could ping their phones and say, uh-oh, this person was there. Even if they were barely like on the grounds. We're nowhere near the actual Capitol building. So the FBI, wow. Man, they were able to go and gather up 1,500 people. And all they had really was pinging phones in many cases, not always even video. Yeah. But with all that technical ability, somehow the FBI under Christopher Wray, they missed the phone that was used by the suspect in the vicinity of the DNC and the RNC when the pipe bombs were planted. Surveillance footage shows the suspect wearing a gray hoodie, COVID-style mask, seemingly talking on the phone while walking around that night less than a half mile from the Capitol. How could they not find that? Oh, listen to this. Listen to this. Are you ready? Do you want to know why? Because the information that they got from the phone companies, and they won't say which one, which cell phone company, three major ones they were dealing with. They won't say which one. Maybe they can't remember. But they said that the cell phone data was corrupted. That's why they were not able to track that phone. That's what they're saying. Now, when some investigative reporters talked to the cell phone companies, they said, no, there was no corrupted files. We didn't give any corrupted files at all. No. So that's another red flag. How many red flags do you need? Remember when I told you the whole fake kidnapping of Gretchen Whitmer, the governor of Michigan? Remember I told you that was a dry run for something else? And that the same guy who was head of the FBI field office in Detroit, he got promoted after that. To where? Washington, D.C., of all places. Oh, and by the way, did I mention that he also led the FBI raid of Donald Trump's home, Mar-a-Lago? Oh, yeah. All the same guy. Paul Abbott. A-B-B-A-T-E. Yeah. And, well, actually, Paul Abbott, yeah. Yeah. This is corrupted data. Yeah, they found corrupted data.
Hmm. And you don't believe, by the way, in coincidences. Just saying.
No. No. This, yeah, I'm sorry, I get the name. The story came from Steve D'Antonio, head of the FBI's Washington field office until his retirement in 2022. Yeah, he is the one that he was in charge of the crucial first year. And he described it the biggest, you know, case in FBI history. Mm-hmm. He was assigned to Washington one month before the 2020 election from his previous role in Detroit, where he ran the disastrous Gretchen Whitmer fednapping case, which resulted in multiple mistrials and acquittals. In any case, in June of 23, D'Antuono testified before Congress claiming the FBI had received corrupted data. So that's where it came from. Corrupted data. That's why we couldn't follow. But that's not true.
Right.
It is not true. Here's another mystery. In all the 39,000 video files that the FBI obtained from surveillance cameras showing the suspect walking around and placing the pipe bomb on the evening of January 5th, there was not a single image released to the public that would help identify the person. I told you, low resolution, choppy, pixelated, blur bar, all that. Yeah. So these are red flag after red flag after red flag. You talk about weaponizing the FBI under the Biden administration. It couldn't be more glaring and more obvious. And if you think that 30-year-old was acting as some kind of lone ranger as the pipe bomber, you've got another thing coming. 7:57 on the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. We know you're busy. We make it easy. The Bob Rose Show podcast have every minute, every issue on demand, now free on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts like Apple, Spotify, or iHeart. All you have to do is just hit subscribe. You're listening to 97.3 The Sky.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
Find new customers on a platform that's here to stay. With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.